Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Hello, Journey of You family. Welcome to the show today. Come on, let's sit on the couch and talk, okay? Today, I want to talk about your thoughts, okay? And the importance of taking them captive. Your thoughts can mess you up, okay? I'm sure that you've been there where one thought triggers another thought, and it just keeps going, and all of a sudden you're spiraling, okay? And so today, I want to help you kind of reel that in, okay? Because thoughts and feelings can mess you up if you spend too much time focusing on them, especially the negative ones, okay? And so the more time that you spend captured by your thoughts, the less focus you're putting on your purpose and your work, okay? So don't let your thoughts distract or deter you. Keep the focus and forward momentum, okay? I'm going to go over a few scriptures that will, one, help you to understand why you need to take your thoughts captive, but also give you guidance and direction in those moments where you're like, how do I overcome these thoughts? Speak God's truth. And so I'm going to share some of those with you today. Okay. We're going to start with 2 Corinthians 10:5. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Okay. The more aware that you are of those thoughts, if you need to speak it out to cast it down, or if you need to write it on a piece of paper and then burn the piece of paper, or rip it up or shred it, whatever you need to do to symbolize you taking that thought captive, you do it, okay? Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. James 4:7 puts it a little bit differently. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have the divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Okay? I'm trying to see. I have several that I wrote down, but I want to see which ones really specifically are just talking about your thoughts. Here's one that I think is worth noting. John 8:32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I want to camp out there for a minute, because oftentimes our feelings and emotions, or our thoughts and the way we perceive them, we really look at them as reality, as truth, like that is the be-all, end-all. And a lot of times it's not true. But it's our perception of it, or our experience and different things that we've gone through that make it feel like it's real and it's happening right now. But when we take the time to really like step back and think about it and look at the bigger picture, we're able to see that, wait a minute, that isn't actually true. When we can pull our emotions and feelings out of it and just look at the facts, it becomes a lot easier to look at it from a logical perspective. And then you can see God's truth and understand that, okay, God, this is an attack, or this is why I was triggered, or this is what made that bother me. And that helps you to overcome it and to know that it's not true, that it's a temporary feeling, or it's that thought loop that we get caught in. And so go back to these scriptures and reference them as you need to be able to overcome those things that you're walking through and experiencing, so that it doesn't keep you stuck for too long. That's why you've got to take it captive, because one thought leads to another thought to another thought, and then all of a sudden, again, you're spiraling. And so you've got to nip that in the bud quickly. And this is how you do that. You're praying, you journal, write it down if you need to, therapy, and reading those scriptures. That's going to help you to overcome those things that you were facing and those thoughts that you were having. And so it's important to take them captive so they don't take you captive. You have to take your thoughts captive so they don't take you captive. That's why it's called stronghold. And we have to bind those things in order to overcome them. And so today, that's what I want to encourage you in. Every time that thought comes, a negative thought, or a thought that feels debilitating or is overwhelming or causes you to be anxious, start looking for the root causes of why it's making you feel that way so that you can overcome it, and walk through it one thought at a time. We have thousands upon thousands of thoughts a day, okay? So I don't want you to feel like, oh, well, now you're just never gonna have another bad thought. You're human, okay? So take that pressure off of you. Don't strive for perfection. Strive for excellence. And as much as you can, keep taking those thoughts captive. Think about those things again that it tells us that are praiseworthy and of good report, and keep focusing on those things.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyadbenis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.